The Milwaukee Public Museum presents the Endangered Butterflies of Wisconsin Exhibit Podcast, created by Julie Lisser, Sharon Hushick, Cheryl Coates, Deb Trigestad, and Chad Kafka.
Well, hello there. My name's Skipper, and I'm a Pauschik Skipperling butterfly. I might look like an ordinary butterfly to you, but I'm no ordinary butterfly. You might not believe it, but I'm on the endangered butterfly and moth list in Wisconsin. My species is in danger of being wiped out of existence, much like the snow leopard. Monarch, cabbage whites, swallowtails, these are all butterflies that you can observe in Wisconsin yards and gardens. They're common as house cats. On the other end of the spectrum are the butterflies and moths, which are as rare as snow leopards. These butterflies live only in small slices of specialized habitat that survive in our state. I'm here at the Milwaukee Public Museum today to talk with scientist Sue Borkin about how this happened and what can be done to save endangered butterflies and moths. She is the curator or caretaker of the butterfly and moth collections at the museum. She also studies some of Wisconsin's endangered butterflies in their natural habitats, looking for ways to help prevent them from becoming extinct. Scientist Sue, can you tell us what it means to be endangered?
Technically, an endangered species is one that's been placed either on a federal or a state list. And the reason is that the number of populations have declined, so there may be six or fewer populations. These are animals or plants that are in danger of becoming extinct. They're either threatened because they're declining, or the number is so low that we actually think they are in danger of extinction.
There are currently seven species of butterflies and moths on Wisconsin's endangered species list. For one species, the Pauschik Skipper, like myself, 100 years ago there were thousands of us butterflies and moths flying around in the plains of Wisconsin, but not anymore. Times have changed, and so has our habitat. Scientist Sue, what can you tell us about some of the changes that have happened in our environment that are causing us to become endangered?
Species becomes endangered because of changes in the habitat. And using one example of the Pauschik Skipper, this is a little butterfly that had been common to abundant on prairies near Milwaukee. Today we find a few tens to maybe 100 individuals. And that is a result of a couple of things. The habitat has become very small. The prairies are now just remnants surrounded mostly by farmland because that rich prairie soil was converted for agriculture. And also people tend to move plants around in our activities. So there are a lot of invasive species that aren't native and are coming into these small parcels and changing the habitat as well. So there are a lot of human-caused factors that impact the species that are surviving in these little remnants.
Scientist Sue, what can people do to help protect and save the butterflies and moths?
The best thing the average person can do to help save our endangered species is to really learn about the natural habitats, educating yourself, learning about the decisions that your politicians are making. These are all things that are important for the average citizen.
Well, thank you, Scientist Sue, for the valuable information about the endangered butterflies and moths in Wisconsin. Thanks for visiting the museum today, and I hope to see you again.